Hi there, I'm K-Town, and on this edition of Mysterious Radio.
My name's David Oates, and I'm the founder of Reverse Speech. It's been a field I've been researching for almost 40 years now. I started back in 83, so there you go, 39 years, 40 years next year. So it's my full-time career. I spend my time analyzing recordings in reverse is how I spend my time, and the basic theory around my research is that language is bilevel, forwards as well as backwards. My claim is that as the brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it's putting those sounds together in such a way that we're delivering two messages at once. One is forward from the conscious and the other in reverse from the unconscious. So that's my basic theory. That theory was proposed in a book I released in 1987 called Beyond Backward Masking. I've since released many, many books on reverse speech, and we'll talk about one of those books today. About myself personally, well, gee whiz, let me tell you, I'm 67, grandfather. I have a full-time therapeutic practice where I use reverse speech in diagnosing my clients' problems and working towards solutions. I have training. I currently got about 10 students I'm training. Two of them are full-time. They work with me full-time with all my clients. And then, of course, the rest of my time, when I got spare time, I look at the media and find out what's the latest controversy going on in the media. Like, for example, I will actually play you a couple of reversals on the Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, on the Mar-a-Lago raid. You'll find them very interesting. So we'll look at some of those before we get into the book. So that's me. What can I tell you?
Wow, I tell you, I really love when you're on the show anyway. That is just really very, very interesting and really creepy at the same time that, as we're speaking, our unconscious, our subconscious mind is also putting together another message. And normally, David, that's normally the truthful part of it, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, what we're hearing in reverse is the truth. Even though the person themselves may not actually know the truth, even if they believe their own lie, you're still going to get the truth in reverse. It is the ultimate truth detector. I don't like that term. The unconscious mind always communicates the truth. And the fact that the unconscious communicates to some people is a bit of a shock, but we've known about body language and micromuscular movements for many, many years, decades now. So we know the unconscious communicates through body language, Freudian slips, other means, and I'm saying it's also speaking in everyday straightforward language, except it's backwards. And some people get pretty scared by that. can be a bit disconcerting to think there's another voice down inside of you that you have no control over, that is constantly talking the truth. So it can be scary.
Yeah. Sure. And so let me ask you something about the. One thing, okay, so this is what I first remember about learning about backward speech, and I thought, holy cow. I had another gentleman on the show talked about Paul McCartney and the whole deal. The real one died years ago. Well, anyway, the students at the University of Michigan sometime in the 1960s was listening to the album, was listening to it in reverse, and discovered, I guess, the subconscious messages from the group actually saying that Paul was actually dead. You know about that, right?
Yes, of course I do.
Do you have that? I'm wondering, did you play that, or do you have that?
I do have that. Let me just pulled that up really quick. I wasn't prepared to play that, but I can put my hands on it really quick.
Okay.
So, yes, of course, the whole Bore Paul is Dead thing is something I've obviously have looked into extensively. Whether Paul McCartney died. Sorry. No, let me rephrase that. Whether Paul McCartney died or not and has been replaced, I haven't researched that. So I don't have any answers to that one. But I do have all the messages that are on the Beatles albums. For example, here's probably the best known one. This one is actually forwards, and this is on the end of Strawberry Fields. So this is a track right at the very end of the song.
Yeah.
And I hear this very faint, "I buried Paul." You hear that there? Very faint.
No,
right?
I didn't hear it. We didn't hear it, actually. We didn't hear anything.
Let me crank up the volume. This is going a completely different computer now. So see if you can hear this.
Highest number since 9/11.
Crystal clear.
Men and women of law enforcement, including the men and women of the FBI, make heroic sacrifices for everyone in this country.
Well, how strange is that? All right. Backwards, it says, "I pay to ruin him."
Yeah, I pay to ruin him.
Do you hear that?
Holy shit. Who was that? Was that the FBI?
That was Christopher Wray, head of the FBI. Let me play you another one. What you are hearing here is his own unconscious telling us the reasons why they raided Mar-a-Lago. This is the implications of reverse speech. So let me play. The first one. Here we go.
Well, as I'm sure you can appreciate, that's not something that I can talk about. So I'd refer you to the department.
Here he says, "Trumps that issue." You hear that? So there, after Trump. Got nothing to do with any justice. They want to ruin him. I pay to ruin him. Now, who's he paying? Well, let me tell you who he's paying. Here is the Attorney General, Garland.
Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
And it says the guy paid it. So the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, paid the Attorney General to sign off on this search warrant. It was an underhanded deal. Now, I'm not saying anything about Trump, whether you approve of Trump or not. I'm not addressing that issue. This is not about Trump. This has got to do with corruption within the justice system, where they are using the justice system to further their political ends to take out Donald Trump. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. Wow. This is absolutely crazy. You know, they've been getting death threats like nobody's business now.
Wow.
Let me ask you something about, let's go back and get the one on Paul, too, because we had some issues on that.
All right. Here we go. So here's Paul. And right at the end, you'll hear him say, "I buried Paul." Do you hear that? I'll do it again. Do you hear that?
Yes, I heard it. "I buried Paul." Yeah. Wow.
Now, John Lennon actually claimed that he said cranberry sauce. That's what he told Rolling Stone magazine. But I listened to that over and over again. I cannot hear cranberry sauce. I really tried hard to listen. I hear "I buried Paul." I just cannot hear the cranberry sauce. I'll play it again. See if you can hear it. I can't. Sounds nothing like cranberry sauce.
Nothing like it.
"I buried Paul." That's what it says. Now, here's a clip backwards from the White Album. This is from the song I'm so glad we got the audio problem solved. Now, this is from the White Album. Oh, wrong clip. Okay.
I give you everything I've got, a little peace of mind.
a little bit of gibberish right at the very end. Do you hear that there? That little bit of gibberish right at the very end?
What is that?
Right,
yeah, I heard it.
And you play that backwards, and it says, well, allegedly it says, Paul is a dead man. Miss him, miss him, miss him. Oops, sorry. Okay, coming up now. Okay, Paul is a dead man. Miss him, miss him, miss him. Do you hear that?
Yeah,
that was,
I heard
that. That was backwards. So there was little clues on the album. The Abbey Road had a Volkswagen. The number plate was 28IF, which meant that Paul would have been 28 if he hadn't died. And there's a flower.
The guitar with the flowers and stuff, yeah.
That's right, yeah. That was on the Sgt. Pepper's album, the guitar with the flowers and all these hidden little clues everywhere. You know, look, the Beatles have always denied they did it deliberately. I don't believe them. I think they did this all very deliberately. Whether it was to cover Paul McCartney's death or whether it was a marketing exercise, I don't know which one. I haven't researched whether Paul was replaced or not, so I have no opinion on that one way or the other. But I do believe that these messages and all the clues in the albums were done very deliberately by the Beatles, either as a marketing exercise to sell more records, because there'd been about 6 months before this came out, there was a huge backlash against the Beatles in America when John Lennon had said they were more popular than Jesus Christ and they were burning Beatles records in the streets. And then this whole Paul is dead thing came out and bang, the Beatles' popularity soared all over again. You know, people started buying their records and looking for these hit messages. So that's the history. That's what got the whole thing started. And then religious fundamentalists got on the bandwagon and they started claiming that it was all the devil. And, you know, I mean, they were finding what they would call satanic messages in rock and roll. Oh, yeah, let me play you some. Where's a nice satanic message? Oh, here's one. Here's one on the group Styx.
I try so hard to make it so.
And backwards, oh Satan, move in our voice.
Oh,
so sure you agree that's fairly clear. I'll play it again. I'll play it a little bit slower for those who missed it.
Oh,
oops, sorry, I cut it off too short. I'll do it again. Yeah, there it is.
That's wicked. Okay. That is so wicked.
Yeah, it is indeed. So then the fundamentalists got on the bandwagon and they claim this is all the devil's work and the devil is possessing rock and roll artists to have them worship Satan and take drugs and engage in illicit sex. Because there was all sorts of backward messages, drugs and sex and, you know, but that was back in the 70s and the 80s. That's what all the bands were into back then, you know. So to find it backwards in the song is in music is not all that strange. But they never played the ones that weren't satanic, like this one here on, you know, Creedence Clearwater Revival. This isn't a satanic reversal at all. So here's this one. And this one says, I believe in my cool woman.
I believe in my cool woman.
And here it is a little bit slower.
I believe in my cool woman.
So, nothing satanic about that. And there was a whole lot of backward messages in rock and roll that weren't satanic, but they never got the airplay. It was all these, it was only the sensationalized ones that unfortunately got all the publicity. And there in 83, they played a copy to Stairway to Heaven, the backwards, in the California State Assembly. And in 82, 1972, I think, Governor Bill Clinton, who was then governor of Arkansas, proposed that a warning label would be placed on albums warning there could be backward messages. The bill never passed. It never went to law, but it was proposed anyway. A big controversy. Then I got involved in 83 by listening to music backwards initially, and it wasn't until 87 that I stumbled across it in human speech, and that's when my whole research changed. And you know, I was looking for an explanation. What was causing this? Was it Satan or was it something else? And then, of course, once I discovered it in speech and not, you know, and not just music, it was put my research in a whole new direction altogether, you know.
Yeah. Let me say something. I see this being very useful to like law enforcement if they are dealing with a criminal or something and they keep lying and like, say, for instance, are looking for the body or the murder weapon. You know, they could use it essentially to locate those items. Do you know if it's been used by law enforcement?
I have worked with law enforcement on about a half a dozen cases. It's been successful every time. It has, in one case, it revealed the location of a body. It was in a creek under a tree. In another case, it revealed the location of a murder weapon hidden in the cellar. I've had heard consistent reports over the years of other law enforcement officers using it privately, not officially, not sanctioned by the department. There was actually an interview on which show was it? It was on PBS about 6 years ago. I can't remember the name of the show now, but a police officer was interviewed and he said, well, yeah, I use reverse speech. You know, I'll take my suspects and go and reverse it. And he said, it's helped me solve many crimes. I have a firm of private investigators in Seattle who do all their investigative work using reverse speech as one of their prime investigative tools. And they have broken many cases using reverse speech. So it is being used. But it's very much under the table, okay? People don't like talking about it because it's such a weird woo-woo science. I don't like the word woo-woo, but that's how the public sees it anyway, you know, and so it's not talked about. I certainly believe this American law enforcement agencies are using it. I lectured to the CIA and the FBI back in 91, and actually you can if you Google reverse speech CIA, you will bring up a page on the CIA website that talks about my work. So I've actually made it to the CIA website. I'm quite proud about that.
Let me ask you something about – go ahead, David.
Once again, there's nothing officially public, but there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that law enforcement agency and intelligence agencies are using reverse speech. I've heard so many reports over the years. They can't all be urban legends. There's got to be some truth behind it.
Absolutely. I mean, and let me ask you this real quick before we get into your book. Have you reversed? Yeah. Have you actually reversed any of what came out of the Las Vegas shootings to see, try to see what exactly happened there?
No, the last shootings I looked at was Uvalde. No, I haven't looked at Las Vegas. No.
Okay. And no mass shootings or anything that has happened in the last few years?
Well, Uvalde I looked at. That was only a couple of months ago.
And what was that now? Where was that at?
The school shooting in
Uvalde. Oh, yeah. Okay. So what happened there? That's right. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, let me pull those reversals up. There's something really suspicious about Uvalde. What we're being told is not what happened. For example, here's Governor Abbott, Texas Governor Abbott, talking about the Uvalde shooting.
Days before yesterday, when these children were at school, some were receiving awards.
Hoax sell.
Hoax sell.
Hoax sell. Hoax sell.
So what's he using the word hoax for? Okay. And then he says this.
These kids will never attend school again. To say the least, Uvalde has been shaken to its core.
They hear lie. We seal this.
They hear lie. We seal this.
Oh, we seal with this. Sorry. They hear lie. We seal with this.
They hear lie. We seal this. They hear lie. We seal this.
A little bit unclear that one. Not as clear as I would have liked. So
they hear lie and we what? Seal?
Seal. In other words, we secured it. We made sure that the lie was believed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this one.
There are family members. There are family members who are crying as we speak.
And then he says they're fraud.
Bad fraud.
Bad fraud. Bad fraud.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
I know. And then we got one of the officers who was in the school.
But I can tell you, those officers that arrived on the scene and put their lives in danger, they saved other kids. They kept them pinned down.
Wide net, we fake it.
Wide net, we fake it.
Wide net, we fake it. Wide net, we fake it.
So, I don't know. I mean, was the whole thing a fake? I don't know. Apparently, 47 school children were killed, or children and teachers were killed, 47. But the reversals are, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you got to think, like, why would those messages be there if it wasn't true? You know what I'm saying? I mean, would that even be possible? Would it even be possible? Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm.
No, when you got four of them that say the same thing, no, that's a lot more than a coincidence. So there's something about Uvalde that we haven't been told. What that is, I don't know. That's the last mass shooting I've looked at. So, look, I try to cover most things I can, but I'm only one man trying to reverse the whole world.
You can't do it all. All right, so we're going to talk about your book here.
Right.
Yeah, it's the cover is something else. It's called The Great Spiritual Darkness, The Antichrist Takeover of the Modern Church. So tell me how you got on to this particular subject.
Okay, well, each year I do a research project, okay? And like I've done Kennedy, the JFK assassination, the moon landings, 9/11, you know, I've done them all. I did COVID back in 2020. Last year I did...
You didn't tell me about the moon landing. Oh, Lord. All right, go ahead. I'm gonna ask you about that towards the end. Go ahead.
Like, I got 40 years of research in my computer. I could do radio shows with you every week and still not cover all my material. So what was I saying? Yeah. So last year it was churches and religious fundamentalists, and now this year it's UFOs and ufology. That's my current research project. So The Great Spiritual Darkness is the book based on my findings of what I found when I reversed the modern church. Okay, and what I found was very, very disturbing. And very, very concerning. Let me start with an innocuous one to start off with. This is the head of the Church of Christ. His name is Reverend Dorhauer. Let's play this.
See yourselves in this metaphor as the lion. If you are white, the predator, and become active agents of God's shalom in the dismantling of white power, white privilege, and white supremacy.
And here he says, I am Satan.
I am Satan.
I am Satan. I am Satan.
Holy shit.
I know. Oh, my God. No doubt about that.
That's so clear.
I know. As clear as you can't get much clearer than that.
Oh, God.
Okay. Then you've got, can I play profanity on your show?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Here's head of the Episcopal Church, Reverend Mike Curry.
Stay with me now. I want you to know I went to seminary. Pentecost becomes the extension of the incarnation. All right? I think I'm on solid theological ground there. That when that happens, a new world is coming into being, a new reality, because the Jesus who is born is the Jesus who said, blessed are the poor.
He sounds sincere enough, doesn't he? But backwards he says, fuck it, it's a lie.
Fuck it, it's a lie.
Fuck it, it's a lie. Fuck it, it's a lie.
He doesn't believe what he's preaching.
He don't even believe what he's saying. Wow.
You're right. Exactly right. He doesn't believe what he's saying. Let's look at let's send your toes curling, shall we? Let me look at the Pope. So trying to remember which chapter I got the Pope in. Here we go, chapter 17. Okay, this is the Pope, and here he is talking to Congress in 2015. So this is the current Pope. Okay, so here's the first one.
I know that many of them are retired, but still active. They keep working to build up this land.
Okay. My Satan is bad. Oh, no, sorry. Satan's bad. Live with me. It's actually my Satan's bad. Live with me. I'll do it again. My Satan's bad. Live with me. So that tells us it's not God who he is worshipping. It is Satan who he is worshipping.
Oh, my Lord.
Let me play you a verse that'll send your toes curling.
We know that it's very difficult to judge the past by the criteria of the present.
I rape the other kids. Yum. Stop it.
Why you hate the other kids? Stop it.
This is the reversal of a pedophile.
Oh, God, I'm having an out-of-body experience. This is just unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
This is a reversal of a pedophile who's struggling with his own feelings. Yum. Stop it. Okay? I can't do this, but I'm doing it anyway.
Oh,
I'm consumed by these desires.
Yeah. And who was this that you reversed?
This is the Pope, current Pope.
Oh, my God.
Pope, what's his name? Francis.
Yeah, Pope Francis. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Yeah.
And tell me, so listen, I have heard, you know, on a show of a different kind that many of the churches of the world are under satanic control.
Absolutely.
You think that they are leading you towards good and light, but in reality and behind closed doors, you know, their intentions are to, you know, help people follow Satan.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole conclusion of my book. Yes. I was shocked. I was stunned. When I did all these churches, I was stunned. I reversed probably 50-odd pastors. I found three who were genuine, three only. The rest of them were all Satan and money and sex. And it horrified me. Now, I'm a minister's son. I was raised in the church, okay? So the church is part of me, and I was just horrified by all of this I was finding on Christians.
Do you think you're picking up – let me ask you something. Do you believe in, like, possession?
In light possession?
I mean, do you believe in possession, spiritual possession?
Yes, I would say I do, under a different name. I understand it as metaphors and archetypes, spiritual entities that live within. So, yes, I do. I just don't like the word possession.
You know, the reason why I'm asking, David, is because I'm wondering, especially with church leaders, to me, they would seem to be, you know, natural targets for dark energy and dark entities. Do you think that what you're picking up from these people, if they are, you know, possessed in some type of way?
Oh, I see. Right. I can't answer that question. I'm asked that question a lot, actually. My answer is, if demonic forces can inhabit people and alter their forward speech, then they can also inhabit people and alter their reverse speech. And are we hearing satanic entities? Well, when you hear someone say, I am Satan, which I the first reversal I played you, then you have to wonder if that is not indeed the case, okay? So, like, here is I'll play this one. This is Pastor Jeffress, who's head of the First Dallas Church in Baptist. Very well known guy. He does a lot of Fox News stuff. So, you know, here he is.
You know, the fact is, no local church is any more effective in fulfilling its mission than its pastor in fulfilling his calling.
Satan, your live wolf.
Satan, your live wolf.
He's wolfing with Satan. He's like a wolf in sheep's clothing, is how the Bible talks about it. Wolf in sheep's clothing. See, my whole premise of my book, everyone's looking for the Antichrist. All these churches, they preach the Antichrist is going to come, the mark of the beast, 666, okay? But when you go back and read the Bible, the Antichrist is only mentioned, he's mentioned four times in the Bible, and it's in the book of John. He mentions four times. And each reference, it says the Antichrist is already here. He is already deceiving the church. So this is the only reference to the Antichrist in the whole Bible, and four references. He says he's here now. So I maintain the Antichrist has taken over the church. It's been ruling for 2,000 years. He already sits on the throne of your heart. They're saying they're looking for the Antichrist to sit in the temple and sit on the throne of God. He's already doing it. He's sitting on your throne right now. He's already controlling you. He's already running all the churches. Forget about an Antichrist who's yet to come. He's here, and you are his servants. That's the premise of my whole book.
Yeah. Wow. And so I want people to understand, like, if they took that same segment of speech that you just played for us, I mean, they could hear the same thing, right? I mean, it's not like something that you're putting in there yourself. If they took that same segment and they ran it back, they would hear the same thing wherever they are, whatever.
Oh, yeah. My tapes aren't altered in any way at all. Straight forward, straight backwards. Okay.
Let's talk about Joyce Myers. What did you get from her?
Joyce Myers, trying to think which chapter she's in. Hang on. I got all my, I should have a copy of my book in front of me, shouldn't I? Joyce Myers, hang on. I just got to find out which chapter she's in. Joyce Myers.
Let me see if I can see. I saw it. I don't know. She's on page 36, but I don't know what chapter. It doesn't say a chapter. Chapter 10.
Chapter 10. Thank you very much. I should have my whole book in front of me, shouldn't I? Chapter 10. Joyce Myers, okay, very well-known minister, okay? She's got quite a large organization. Yeah. She does a lot of radio shows.
Right, right.
Okay, so here she is starting a service.
And I'm grateful that you came out on this holiday to be with us and to join us. Dave, you want to stand up and just say hello to everybody?
So Versal tells us why she's doing the church service. It says finance owing debts.
Finance owing debts.
Finance owing debts. Finance owing debts.
So what's on her mind? Her money. Her bill she's got to pay. She's thinking about God at all. Okay? And
that's crazy.
Then she says this.
When things happen to us that we don't like, we have a tendency to take it out on other people. You ever notice that? And in James chapter 1, it says something none of us like. Consider it joyful. What a scripture. Consider it joyful when you fall into all kinds of trials and tribulations.
They know we're fake.
They know we're fake.
They know we're fake. They know we're fake.
It's all a con.
Yeah.
It's all a con. And this is what she thinks of her church, her congregation.
And you know what? I'll just be a mouthpiece for God this morning, and I'm going to say I'm calling every single one of you into ministry. And don't be like Jeremiah and say you've got the wrong person.
And she says, ugly, yes, and they are.
Ugly, yes, and they are.
Ugly, yes, and they are. Ugly, yes, and they are.
So she's got no respect congregation, no respect for her audience, and she has no respect for herself. Listen to this one as she finishes off her sermon.
If it wasn't for the grace and the mercy of God, if we got what we deserved, come on, is anybody home out there? If we got what we deserved, no matter how good you think you are, if you got what you deserved, it would not be pretty.
And here she says, ugly sermon.
Ugly sermon.
Ugly sermon. Ugly sermon.
She isn't preaching the gospel of Christ. She's preaching the gospel of Myers.
Yeah.
It's all con. It's all a fake. I don't know why she's owing money when she's worth several million dollars, but money is strongly on her mind. And while I'm on the same chapter, let me see. Creflo Dollar. Here's a pastor.
Yeah, here he's
speaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here he's speaking in tongues. I lie, there's some, but I lie. In other words, he's making it all up. Oh, hang on, I should play you while I'm on tongues. Which chapter I have tongues in? Hang on. I think it's after Robert Chilton, if I remember correctly. Tongues, here we go. Okay, Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Copeland. Here's Kenneth Copeland. For those who don't know Kenneth Copeland, he is a he is worth roughly $1 billion, $750 million. He is the richest evangelist, televangelist in America. He's a gospel prosperity gospel preacher. Okay, so here he is speaking in tongues. Backwards, have the love on my TV.
Have the love on my TV. Have the love on my TV. Have the love on my TV.
He isn't praying tongue to God. He's just puffing himself up in front of him. I'm on TV. Hallelujah.
That's crazy. Did he say anything ever about Satan?
Oh, yeah. Hang on, let me find all the Copeland reversals. He's Satan in the flesh, that guy. Sorry, I shouldn't be so mean. I'll let the reversal speak the story if I can. I should have a copy of my book in front of me so I know which chapter I'm going to. I've got them all listed in chapters. Kenneth Copeland. No, he must be back in the beginning. There's Billy Graham. Kenneth Copeland. Here we go. Okay, Kenneth Copeland. Okay, here he is.
Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Go, Satan, yes.
Yes.
What am I talking about? He's cheering on Satan is what he's doing. Then here he says, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter.
When he says, I'm a believer, he says backwards, but I'm not.
Not on my.
Yeah, that's straight out contradiction. He's not a believer at all. He's not preaching. He doesn't believe what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's all a, why is he doing it? To get the love on TV and this reversal here.
But I keep listening to the Word of God. I keep speaking the Word of God, and it's going to start building up in there. And I keep saying, my Father loves me. In perfected love, the Scripture said, casteth out fear. My Father loves me.
I've attacked. There's a fix.
I have attacked. There's a fix.
No, he's attacking his audience. He's not preaching a gospel of love. He's preaching a gospel of judgment and fear, and he gets off on it. It's a fix. It's like a drug. I have the love on my TV. Look at me speaking in tongues. I'm this great man of God. Hallelujah. Go, Satan. Yes. I'm attacking you. I'm getting my fix off of all of this.
Wow.
And I'm not a believer at all.
How long does it take you to normally pick up on it? I mean, how long of, you know, how much of their sermon or whatever are you listening to before you normally find something?
Not long. Yeah, they're all through it. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, it's hard work finding reverse speech. It is. I mean, like, for Kenneth Copeland, okay, like about a half an hour sermon, that's going to take me all night, you know, to do properly, to analyze the tape and get the reversals all isolated. You know, there's a fair bit of work involved in it. So, so I'm off of work until early hours of the morning, getting my reversals all found and ready for my next show or my next book or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you got some stunning ones in here. Another one I want to talk about that's really, really popular, but he's come under some scrutiny and attack by the public in the past, especially when I think the Katrina hit down in New Orleans. They wanted to allow people to come into his church. I'm talking about Joel Osteen would not do it. Okay, so what do you have on him?
A lot. Once again, you'll have to excuse me. You'll find out what chapter I've got him in.
Oh, you're good. He's 12, chapter 12.
Chapter 12, okay. Joel Osteen, here we go. All right. Okay. All right. Let's start with this one.
The truth is, God still had his hands on you. When you weren't making good decisions, when you were running with the wrong crowd.
And then I ruin you.
The men are ruining you.
The men are ruining you. The men are ruining you.
He ain't teaching to help. He's teaching to hurt. Here he is. This is what he thinks of his sermon.
At one point, the place that he leased space from closed the parking lot to build a big parking garage. Now his customers had to park off-site and take a shuttle.
He says, sermon sucks.
Sermon sucks.
Sermon sucks. Sermon sucks.
Yeah, here he is right at the very end. This is a guy who's worth several $1 million, remember? Here he is right at the very end.
If you've been impacted by our ministry, let us know in the comments below. Share this page with a friend.
Okay. Share this page with a friend. And backwards, help with those debts.
Help with those debts.
Help with those debts. Help with those debts.
So, once again, same with Joyce Meyer, money. That's what he's thinking of. Money. Got to pay my bills. Okay. You know, contact our page. You know, email me. Yeah, sure. Then we got this one.
It was breaking their hearts. They would come down for prayer week after week, and they couldn't understand it. They had done the right thing, and now the wrong thing happened.
The deal, we fake you.
The deal, we fake you.
The deal, we fake you.
You know, I quote a total of 337 reversals in my book, The Great Spiritual Darkness. That's how many reversals are in there. They're all on my website. You can all can go and hear them all. I should let everyone know, all my books available for free. Okay, all my books are for free download. I've written 15 books altogether on reverse. Well, actually, it's a correction. 14 books on reverse speech, and I'm currently writing a science fiction trilogy, which I've written 2 books. I've just started book 3 on it. But all my books are available for free download. You go to my website, reversespeech.com, click onto the product section, and just scroll down. You'll see all 15 of my books.
Yeah, I want to have all those linked for you. One other one. You got to do this. One quick one right here. Sure. Is it chapter 7? And the reason why I want to do this guy is because he was just so infamous for the BS he was doing. He's Jimmy Swaggart.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Swaggart. Oh, dear me. Okay, where do I start with Jimmy Swaggart? Okay, here we go.
They finally, after fighting for over 300 years, they nominated the Bishop of Rome to be the Pope. The first Pope was in 611, I think.
Oh, this might be about the Pope. He says, walk the demon.
Walk the demon. Walk the demon.
Okay, yeah, okay. That could be at the Pope, though. Okay, here he is talking about sins.
And I know we've sinned. We've sinned greatly. But have mercy on us. And brother, he's going to answer that prayer like he's never answered a prayer in all of history.
And when he says, I know we've sinned, he says, backwards, an orgy above me.
An orgy above me. An orgy above me. An orgy above me.
And if you know anything about Jimmy
Swaggart. Oh, my God, that is so creepy.
I know. Anything about Jimmy Swaggart's history? He's been busted twice now for sex with hookers and prostitutes. He was actually defrocked by the Assemblies of God Church for his dilly-dallying. And why he's still preaching is absolutely beyond me. He should go and hide under a rock and never come back out again.
Do the one where you analyzed the tongues, where he was speaking in tongues. That is just so unbelievable. All of it's unbelievable. But the one you talk about in your book where you were analyzing speaking in tongues at the beginning.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's one. Here's a pastor speaking in tongues.
Oh, yeah. We're not worried what other people think. No.
Yes, I'll peep the little girl.
Yes, only for that over here.
You know, that's not very clear, that one. Sorry about that. Let's do another one. Here's Robert Chilton speaking in tongues.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Sumaka sidi dalamuku.
Backwards, he says, I did this.
I did this.
I did this. I did this.
In other words, he made it all up. He wasn't speaking in tongues. Okay, he made the whole lot up.
That's crazy. What about the Pentecostal churches that you reversed? One of them said something about I'm a demon monster.
Yeah, I'll have to find out which one that is. Probably, that sounds like something that, what's his name? I can't think of his guy's name now. Jim Backer would say. Listen to this on Jim Backer. Oh, this is funny. Jim Backer, well-known televangelist, did some time, many years in jail for financial improprieties with his TV ministry. He got out of jail, and what's the first thing he did? Went up and set up another TV ministry. You never learn. Here we go.
And I want to welcome all of our beautiful audience to the studio audience today.
Weed or freak the Lord.
Weed or freak the Lord.
Weed or freak the Lord. Weed or freak the Lord.
In other words, God's freaked out by what they're doing. But listen to this one. This one's just straight out blasphemy. This reversal.
Amen.
You need to pray for the preachers. You need to pray for the, because there's warfare. And greater is he that's in us than he's in the world.
Amen.
And we can stop this warfare.
When he says, greater is he that's in us, he says, and the Son is the beast.
And the Son is the beast.
And the Son is the beast. And the Son is the beast.
He's referring to Jesus as Satan. He's got the two mixed. The Son is a beast. The beast is Satan, of course.
Oh, Lord.
So who is living inside of him? The beast. He's not worshipping the Son. He's worshipping Satan. And that's who lives inside of him. That's what happens when he says, greater is he who is in me. And who is in him? The Son, who is the beast.
Who was Hank Kuhneman? Kuhneman or something like that?
Hank Kuhneman.
He's the one that said that or whatever that is.
Oh, is it? Okay, what chapter is that? Do you have a chapter there?
It's chapter 7. I think you probably put it in with the Jimmy Swaggart chapter.
Oh, yeah, Wog, you sit on the throne. Oh, which one are you looking for?
The one where he says, I think he's talking about analyzing tongues.
Oh, here it is, and it's stupid, stupid, stupid. This one. Yeah. So as he's speaking in tongues, he says back, was it stupid, stupid, stupid?
It's your bits.
I have not found a single case of a genuine speaking in tongues, and I've looked at lots. They're all either worshipping Satan or mocking themselves, horrible sexual innuendos. Anyone out there who's speaking in tongues, stop right now. You don't know what spirit you're channeling, okay? I can tell you I have never found a genuine case yet of speaking in tongues. They've all been sexual, satanic, horrible things. What can I say?
Unreal. Unreal. All right. David's book is called The Great Spiritual Darkness, The Antichrist Takeover of the Modern Church. And David, are you open to taking questions from people if they have any, if they have questions for you? Where can they touch base with you?
Backward at my email address, backwards@reversespeech.com. That's backwards, backwards@reversespeech.com.
Awesome. Very good. David, I love having you on the show. I'm going to have you come back and talk about the moon landing, and then we'll do UFOs and things like that. I would love to talk to you about that. David, many blessings to you, and I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, you're most welcome. Bye-bye.
To find out more about our guest and all others, please visit our website at mysteriousradio.com. And I want to give special thanks to our co-creator and executive producer, Kim Kyle, who brought this show to you today. And working hard behind the scenes, our team of four, I want to thank them as well. Follow us on social media and share the show with others that may like the subjects that we cover. I am your host, K-Town, and you're listening to Mysterious Radio.